And welcome to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. On the phone with me is Denna Hayes. She's the executive director of Butler County Alliance for Children. Denna, I wanted to talk about your organization today, so thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
And I just want to mention, too, that we've had quite a few of these interviews recently being facilitated by People's Gas, so we want to just make sure that we give them credit for being a part of this partnership, if you will. But Denna, tell me how the Butler County Alliance for Children is doing these days. I know we've had an interesting year. How are all of you?
We are doing okay. We are hanging in there. We are still very busy with providing services to children and families. We are also in the process of moving to a new facility location. So we're staying busy.
And moving on any different year is is a task, you know, so to do it this year. Are you planning on doing it by the end of 2020, or do you think that'll come in the next year or two?
We are hoping to be moved by the end of 2020.
There's
a few things with the delays in construction process, mm-hmm. with materials and such, that's holding up a couple of projects, but we're moving along.
What facilitated the plans to be able to move into a different location? Was it space? Was it that you are growing? What facilitated the idea to move?
Kind of both of those things. Our current location on East Jefferson Street is very small. So with the social distancing, that has been an issue in our small space, on top of just the fact that it was a small space. And in that location, we can only service one family at a time. So we've been looking for about 5 years for a larger facility that we could move to, so that we could service more than one family at a time, and we can expand services to meet some of the needs that we've recognized throughout the past 6 years.
Expansion can be good in a lot of ways. In your line of field, how do you view that? Because what you're dealing with is a sensitive subject, but at the same time, you are helping people. And if you're there and the needs are expanding, then you're able to help. Talk about that. Walk us through that through your lens, if you will.
Okay. So I agree with you. I mean, you know, when you stop and you think about it, it brings some sadness that we're busy enough that we need to be able to expand to add additional staff and volunteers and just be able to service more than one family at a time. You would hope that you don't have more than one family at a time that needs your help, but we absolutely do. But you're correct. It's a positive in the same way, because we've been able to identify service needs that we will be able to fill in this larger location that will increase the ability for children and families to heal throughout their lifetime. So we will be expanding services to the adult population as well. For an example, one of the things on our hope list is that we will be able to provide a support group for individuals that were abused as children, and they just are still trying to put the pieces together, or meet others that have had the same experiences, so that they can continue to work through their childhood trauma as adults.
Do you use the terminology adult child of whatever condition? And I'm asking that because I've understood that terminology adult child just means that whatever trauma crisis that happened when you were a kid, if you did not deal with that or manage that, then you could still be, in a sense, fighting your battles as an adult like you did as a child.
Absolutely. I mean, I think people, you know, they think, oh, if they received counseling as a child or there was a trial and the perpetrator was convicted, those are all great things and those are positive things and they are steps in the healing process. But experiences that we have as children, they stay with us throughout our entire life. You know, people sometimes will struggle with establishing positive relationships as they grow up, you know, grow into adulthood, feelings of self-worth. They struggle with feeling like they matter. You know, oftentimes perpetrators have threatened children. They say, you know, mean things. They threaten animals. They threaten family members. Those are those are things that are hard to just put aside and move on from. They often come back out through adulthood when people come up against new experiences or similar situations. And they need support throughout their entire life.
And Dana, one more question about adults, because when you said when adults had counseling as kids, I want to go back to that point, because many adults never even had counseling in the first place. Many adults came from lives where it just wasn't talked about within the family.
Absolutely. And another thing that we see often is immediately or soon after an incident occurs or the investigative process is taking place, people aren't ready for counseling. They're overwhelmed by the investigative and prosecution process itself, and they just can't take on anything additional at that time. So, you know, we often have families calling back about 6 to 8 months after we initially meet them, asking for assistance getting connected to counseling. And we get several calls a week from adults who are just looking for guidance on where they can go for counseling to work through some childhood trauma.
When do you expect those support groups to start? Would it be next year? Would it be in a couple of weeks? What is your thought?
No, I would think it would be next year. We'll have to get into our new space. We are used to, like I said, we're used to working with one family at a time. So as a team, we have to learn to service more than one family at a time within the same location. And once we get that down pat and we feel comfortable with that, we're going to start adding some of these other services. So I would expect maybe 6 months after we get into our building.
Butler County Alliance for Children, Dana Hayes is with me. She's the executive director. Let's talk about the young people, the kids. What does it mean to be a child advocate? What's your definition of that?
My job is to educate the community on the services that we provide, but also the impact the community can have on children and families. And also provide education to children and families to help minimize the likelihood that their children will experience sexual abuse or physical abuse. We facilitate discussions and teaming with professionals. So we also offer training to professionals. Even if it's not provided directly by us, the child advocacy system has a lot of opportunity for team trainings that we facilitate. So it's constant teamwork, it's constant information sharing, knowledge sharing, working together, advocating for the children and families throughout the other systems, as well as helping the other systems advocate for the work that they do. There's a lot of misconception about the child welfare system, law enforcement, prosecution. So by being knowledgeable of those systems and having the relationships that we do with those systems, we're able to, you know, talk families through situations, talk the community through situations to strengthen us as a whole so that we're not a scattered system or community approaching these topics. And the more that we can be a team and the more teamwork, the better it is for children and families. And to me, that's my role as an advocate.
I would think that not being educated about the systems could create a lot of fear in the process. Do you see fear within individuals and families?
Absolutely, we do. It's the unknown. It's, you know, you're faced with probably one of the most horrific things that can happen to your children. So you're trying, a parent is trying to be strong and do the correct things for their child at that time, which they don't even usually know what that is. It often brings back memories of their own experiences of childhood trauma, which then the parent has to try to work through at the same time as supporting their child. And there is fear of the system, you know. People always think children and youth's job is to take away their children, and that's the farthest thing from the truth. You know, we can work through that with these families and try to support them and, you know, give them the answers that we know and the guidance that we know at a time that they're facing the complete unknown and they're very overwhelmed.
A lot of emotions can be expressed in many ways in individuals, especially kids. You got anger and yelling, isolation, being quiet. I mean, it can span the gamut here. What is the trick, if you will, for professionals to get a young person to start to open up and start talking about the traumas that they've been through?
In my opinion, the first step is an inviting environment. So we focus a lot on making sure that our center is welcoming, it's child-friendly, it's warm, it has a lot of positive sayings posted around for the kids to see. We focus specifically on them. We let them know that they matter and that they are the reason why we are there. Because for a lot of these children, they just feel like they don't matter. No one cares. Nothing's going to get better. And we often tell them we can't change what happened, but we are going to listen and we believe you and we're going to help you get connected to services that can help you move forward. So I think just being honest with them and providing this welcoming environment, trained individuals, I think when they realize that the staff that they're going to be paired with are knowledgeable and very well trained, I think they feel more confident. And then when they know people are listening and believe them, I think that's very rewarding for the child. I think it's something they haven't had.
You talk about in an inviting environment. How do you handle that as we've been working our way through a pandemic? Are you meeting people online? If you are, how do you make that environment inviting? If you're meeting with them in person, as you mentioned, that you can at least take care of one family at a time, how do you do that through masks and things that may block the facial features?
We have clear face shields as well that we wear so that they can see our faces. We have plexiglass hung in between the forensic interviewer and where the child sits in our forensic interview room to provide a barrier, especially for the younger kids who maybe won't leave their masks on during the forensic interview process. Our center is welcoming it in the environment. So just, bringing them in, it's clean. We clean our facility from top to bottom in between families. We did that even prior to COVID. My belief is that if you come in at 8:30 a.m. or if you come in at 2 o'clock, it should look exactly the same. You should feel like you're the first person there for the day. And so we've just really continued that practice. And it's worked so far.
Dana, let's get your contact information. And then I want to ask you about your open house, whenever you may have it, for the new building. But what's your contact information with the Butler County Alliance for Children?
So my email address is the letter DHAYS at butlercountycac.org. Our phone number is 724-431-3689. Our new mailing address is 101 Mahood Road, Butler, PA, 16001. We have a Facebook page, which is under Butler County Alliance for Children, and our website is butlercountycac.org.
And let me ask you about your open house. Are you planning on having an open house whenever the new place is ready for you?
Yeah, we were hoping to have one on December 8th. But now we're a little cautious with the COVID numbers rising and some of the more restrictive guidelines that are being put out. So we haven't made a decision completely on if we are going to hold it on December 8th or not. If not, we may end up waiting until January or February.
Sure. You can always have an open house. Even if you're in there for 3 or 4 years, still have an open house,
That's right. Yeah, right? We want everyone to be able to see the center. One thing that we have realized over the past 6 years is, most adults or most individuals in general, they don't want to think about children being sexually abused. They think it's something that's never going to happen in their family, which statistically is not true. But when they can come to the center and they can see where the families sit, when they can see where the investigators will be, when they can see a forensic interview room, when they can see a forensic medical exam room, it really helps them realize the work that we do and how important it is, which they can't really visualize without seeing the building. So we are very hopeful we'll be able to have that open house.
Dana Hayes, Executive Director, Butler County Alliance for Children. Dana, thank you so much for joining me. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.